Hello, oh, and welcome to The Cute Life, and I'm Finley.
I'm Ollie.
And Tova is joining us. She's very close to the microphone, so if you hear slurping...
Her snout is like a centimetre from the microphone.
heavy breathing and slurping.
It's... She's never shown interest before.
It's not
Now tough. Suddenly she's like, what is that? I think she suspects it's a treat that she can eat.
You good girl. Hello, everyone. We're back. We should have said welcome back, actually.
Welcome back.
It's been such a long time.
Welcome back to season two.
Yeah, we'll just call this season two.
I've noticed a lot of podcasts. Ramesh Reganathan does a podcast about hip hop.
Yeah.
And every time he just like forgets about it for ages, he then just announces it's a new season.
Nice.
So the first season had like 130 episodes. And then there was a really long break. Then like season two was like 6 episodes.
Yeah.
I think that's good. Mm-hmm. But that's like a new thing. Mm-hmm. People doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you just... anyway.
I'm nodding. I'm listening to you. I'm being a good listener.
Don't be a good listener. I'll run out of things to say. Stop listening and say something.
I'll interrupt then. Yeah, we've been gone since March, I realised. I thought it was April, but it was the end of March was the last time we recorded. That is how long we've been in fucking lockdown and in the pandemic and in this
It's a bit confusing.
That is the world.
Because I started locking down slightly earlier. Then we were officially in lockdown.
Oh God, can I move? Hang on. I'm trying to get my notes bits onto the microphone while I say sorry if that was a horrible noise then.
So it's kind of skewed my perception of how long lockdown has been, but yeah, it's definitely been a while.
It's been a long time. But I don't think we ever imagined. There's been a whole civil rights movement on top of the pandemic since we stopped recording. It just feels like we're in a completely different world now.
It just makes the beginning of this year feel so incredibly long ago.
I know.
Like, even when I think back to the beginning of lockdown, I'm like, that was a different time.
I
was so young back then. For
so naive.
Remember all those people, like, right at the beginning, and they're like, if you didn't finally do that thing that you've been putting off for years because of lockdown, because of, like, real life, and you haven't done it in lockdown, then you never wanted to do it. And it's like, those people are dead now from old age. And rightfully so, because that's the most annoying sentiment ever.
Well, we've done something that we wanted to do. But...
Yes, we painted the ceiling in here.
I was referring more to a more monumental life thing.
Oh, I did sand the door.
Piss off. Now, we have to be careful not to let the name slip in the podcast.
Yes.
So if you didn't listen to the previous podcast, one of the reasons that me and Ollie have been gone for so long, on top of the fact that we're in a pandemic and
there's nothing to talk
about.
There's
nothing
because we haven't left the house.
Leading very boring lives. We're pregnant. That's what that's literally what always people always say, isn't it? And it makes me like cringe a little inside. We're pregnant. So that's why we've been gone so long, but I have no longer got morning sickness, so I'm back on board.
The bad mood that lasted since March is over.
Jesus Christ, your hormones go mental and it's not fun, people. It is not fun. But yeah, I'm feeling much better now, so I feel like I am able to record. Granted, without a glass of wine this time, which is rather disappointing, but...
But you got fizzy water.
It's actually, I've got an elderflower today, treating myself. My pregnancy should be sponsored by Vegan Magnums and San Pellegrino.
Yeah.
And now decaffeinated Earl Grey tea.
Which we finally found out exists.
Mm-hmm. Albeit very expensive.
Yes, it's worth its weight in gold.
Yeah. So, just about everything's changed since we last recorded.
Yeah, because I think when it started, everyone sort of thought it was going to be 3 weeks.
Yeah. And then it went on to 6 weeks, and then 9 weeks.
And how quickly did we find out that we were pregnant?
Literally, I think we found out maybe even the day of lockdown, or like definitely
wasn't it
that
the day
week.
Before Boris Johnson announced that we weren't allowed outside?
Possibly, yeah.
I think so. Old BJ.
Yeah. So it was quite good timing in a way, because, I mean, like one of the main things that's so difficult at the beginning of pregnancy is like keeping it to yourself and keeping it secret. Because yeah, literally everyone, as soon as you're not drinking, starts asking you. So that was like just taken out of the equation, and I didn't have to make excuses as to why I wasn't drinking or why I was feeling ill. So that was all quite good and convenient, really.
Because I think the thing is, even if you were covered, like if you could cover the fact that you weren't drinking, you just wouldn't really feel like going out or doing anything because you had morning sickness.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think, you know, that was one silver lining.
Yeah, it was a major silver lining.
That you managed to disguise.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we just, I guess you had to go and do your first scan, but you weren't. I wasn't allowed in.
Ollie's not allowed in
to. I haven't been to any official scans.
No.
We went for a private scan so that I could see a picture of the baby.
A moving picture.
A moving picture of the baby floating around.
And we could find out the sex, gender, sex together. Because I thought that was a bit unfair if I found out before you.
Yeah. Although, apparently, they will, like, so I was listening to this thing and they were saying that, like, this guy in America was saying that he asked the doctor to write it down on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he couldn't be there for some reason, so his wife had to go in. So she asked for them to write it down on a piece of paper. And then they wanted to do this, like, gender reveal party.
With a hippo?
Why would they do it with a hippo?
Did you see the there's a video of an American couple who did it with a hippo, where they threw a watermelon into a hippo's mouth and then it broke the watermelon and it was blue or pink, I can't remember which. Everyone went mental.
That's like, bizarre.
It's the fucking weirdest thing ever. Like, who? I don't know whether they thought of that themselves or if it's something the zoo is offering, but either way, it's weird.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can tell obviously that people are trying to make gender reveal parties a thing in England. Because they're obviously like a good money maker, but
I think we're too cynical and like grumpy.
But also, I just think that like when we went in there and they did the scan, and then they're like, "Yep, that's what it is." It was like they were like, and you're like, "Oh, that's great!" Like, I feel like if a firework had gone off, then it would have just been like distracting.
Well, like in the room.
Yeah, well,
didn't you see
on the wall they had an option? You could buy party poppers that were the gender,
and then they like in the room.
Yeah, they were an additional.
Weird.
They were like an additional
that.
15 quid.
No, I was too busy looking at
staring at the baby.
My baby, my baby. He was very big and fat now.
Yeah,
I can't fit in any of my clothes. Bursting out like the heart.
Bursting out of the seams. Yeah, and then we've just carried on being locked down, really.
Yeah.
But I think that's meant that we've been even more resistant to being social.
Yeah, we've just not seen... We've only really seen our families recently. And we've not seen any of our friends. We've not... I still don't feel comfortable. I haven't even been to a supermarket yet because I went once and I felt like I was going to have a panic attack because there were so many people.
Although we're pregnant, I have to do the shopping.
Ollie has to do the shopping because I can't deal with it. I don't know. I've got these weird rules. Like, I think I'm okay maybe to see like a friend in a park now or something, but like going into a supermarket is too much. Going for a meal. I just think it's unnecessary risk, really. I don't know.
Yeah.
I know, I feel torn because I'm like, oh, I obviously really want to support the local businesses here because I want them to keep going. And I love Hastings and I love all the independent shops and restaurants and pubs here. But then on the other hand, I want to protect my baby. So.
Yeah, I mean, you've just got to not get corona for like 4.5 more months.
Oh, God.
Then you can go absolutely nuts, like licking handrails, kissing people in the street.
No, because I'm still like, I'm going to be maybe, hopefully breastfeeding, so I need to like make sure I don't get it.
All right, we'll give it 8 months.
I should imagine I'll probably be with the baby quite a lot when it's here. Yeah, I think so.
I think you're going on holiday. Thought Tova could look after the baby.
Yeah, so, but yeah, it's your birthday next week, isn't it, babes?
Yeah, I can't believe I'm going to be 21.
31.
Oh, yeah, that was it.
Oh, you're so old.
Well, you know, father-to-be.
I know.
Going to be an
How
old man.
How do you feel about being a daddy?
Yeah, fine. I just think...
so deep. Fine.
It's just weird because, like, you still feel like... I still feel like I'm sort of like a student at university. With no responsibility and who doesn't know what I'm doing and has no skills.
Yeah.
Now it's like, and then, but on the other end of the spectrum, you're like, I guess when people see me in the street, they must see a dad-aged man.
Yeah.
Which is a really weird thought, because you just don't feel like you are.
You've got beards and everything now.
Yeah, that's true.
I found, like, when I found out I was pregnant, I had that, like, little jolt in me. I was like, oh my God, what's my mum going to say? You know, like, I was 16 still or something. Like, oh, I've got knocked up. Yeah.
Well, I'll refrain from saying any of the things I think your mum could have said.
I don't think she listens.
Oh, okay. Should probably call you a slut then.
yeah.
No, I'm sure she's probably happy.
Probably happy. I think it's safe to say both of our parents are very, very happy.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Who isn't?
Mm-hmm.
So then,
probably half of the listeners, like, just shut up.
Stop fucking going on about babies.
Babies are boring. So, should we move
but
on?
But think of all the other boring things we've done in lockdown. We've watched TV. We've watched movies.
Oh, we've watched so many movies. And
that's
it. Yeah, we've literally just watched television. So we have lots of good news, everyone. We have loads of recommendations to give you. So we've been doing our research for the past 4 months or however long it's been.
As has literally everyone else.
Shall I do my cute thing first?
Yeah, break up the recommendations.
Okay.
Do a cute thing and then...
Well, should I do a recommendation and then I'll do a cute... No, I'll do my cute thing. So my cute thing's really quick, but...
we'll try and spread it out a little bit.
We can chat about it.
Okay.
But in Mandarin, the symbols, or like the words for penguin, spell out business goose. I feel like lots of my cute things revolve around penguins.
Yeah, you're very penguin-centric.
Penguin-focused.
Yeah.
But then it also, because I looked it up and I was like, does it really mean that? Because that's really fucking cool if that's true. Because they're little businessmen in their little business
suits.
Yeah,
like in their little tuxes.
Yeah. But it also could mean stand on tiptoe. Which I suppose they kind of do, like when they're walking, they kind of look like they're tiptoeing.
Well, they definitely look like they could topple over at any moment.
Yeah. I love it when they go on their tummies and
slide down
the hills into the water. It's the best. If you want to just, like, if someone wanted to look inside my brain, like, at any given moment, it's probably what was playing, just a penguin.
It's like a business goose sliding down a slide.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's where a lot of the problems stem from.
yeah, that's it. That's my whole cute thing for this
week. Wow, that was brief.
Yeah.
So in lockdown, you haven't been researching cute things.
I have, but like that was the
key... Or would you say your whole life is a research project?
Obviously.
Yes.
But that was the thing that's... I mean, I think that might be the cute
the thing
I've
you.
Ever heard. It's so good.
It's
it.
Very cute.
Love it.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, and we've watched lots of TV and films, so we wanted to recommend a few things to you. The first of which is The Painter and the Thief.
Yeah. The documentary.
Which is a documentary, a Norwegian documentary, about an artist, a Czech artist named Barbara, Kajsilkova, who develops a friendly friendship, an unlikely friendship. With the man who stole two of her paintings. So at the beginning of the documentary, someone breaks into her gallery, who's representing her or doing her solo show, and two of her main pieces are stolen.
Yeah, she's done these huge, like, are they oil on canvas?
Yeah.
Presumably.
One
huge
is
painting.
A swan in reeds, and it's beautiful. Yeah, and they're both stolen. And yeah, so the whole documentary is like, well, she finds out who stole them.
She finds out the guy who stole them.
Mm-hmm.
She gets in touch with him, I think because the Norwegian jail system is more friendly than the English one.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, basically, she contacts him because she wants to do a painting of him.
Yeah.
And then when she's doing the painting of him, they basically get friendly because they're talking because he's sitting for the painting. And then it's just like... how it goes from there, and then
it's like their relationship and friendship developing over the course of the film, and then it's just really, it's got one of the most satisfying endings ever, which I won't obviously go too much into, but I just thought it was really great. also think it's displays how fantastic the prison system is in Norway.
Yeah.
Why the hell we can't model ourselves on Norway, I don't know. But it's just really fantastic documentary. 100% recommend it. Obviously very on brand because it's about a painter. So I really loved it. But
and also it's got a thing where the way they film it sort of jumps between the characters in it. I mean, I know they're real people, but they're characters in it, in a sense.
Yeah.
In quite a movie-like way, which makes it really easy and, like, enjoyable to watch. Because I know some documentaries can be a bit of a slog sometimes.
Yeah.
And so, that's coming from someone who loves documentaries. But so, yeah, definitely recommend that.
The first half of the film is told from her perspective, and then the latter half is from his perspective, which was quite interesting.
Yeah, exactly.
So definitely recommend that.
Also, she's a very good painter.
She's a fantastic painter, yeah.
Which is fun.
And I hope that she has success now that film has come out.
I googled her just after we watched it, and I think that someone was having a show of her work, but we watched it because we... What film did we watch? We watched a film and it was like a trailer for it. Was it The Lighthouse?
No, it was... I think it was that film, The Invisible Man...
Yeah, maybe.
Which wasn't very good.
No, that was bad.
But that
it had trailers for exciting
yeah,
films.
Yeah, the trailer looked really good. Oh, we have...
No, it wasn't. It was the Biosphere 2
documentary.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because that was a film that we bought. But yeah, that was really good.
I just remember we haven't watched that. Is it Helena or something? That actually brings me on to my next film.
Come on to your next film, then.
Portrait of a Lady on Fire is a French film. Oh, I'm recommending films from all over the world today. A French film, which, again, is art. Oh, I'm very, very...
What a flawless segue.
Flawless segue. Also...
You could be a radio DJ with also, those skills.
Oh, Tova, just keep away from the microphone, my love. Tova's now sitting on Natalie's lap right next to the microphone. Is... a French film, not a documentary this time.
A real documentary.
Is it based on a book? I'm not sure. About a painter who goes to paint a portrait of a woman's daughter, and it's about her sort of her relationship and their relationship together. Their romantic relationship. Woo! Not a friendship this time, not in this film.
I thought you were saying not a French.
Oh, very good. And it's just beautiful. It's so gorgeous. Every shot in it could be a painting, but it obviously ties in very well because it's focused on a painter. And I found the artist, so they actually employed an artist to do all the paintings in the film, who is an amazing painter called Helena Delmer. Sorry if I'm butchering your name. And her oil paintings are gorgeous, and I'll link her Instagram in the show notes. But she painted for 16 hours every day in filming, which I just think is like, wow,
that's
amazing.
Crazy.
And she based all the films, all the paintings on film stills. So yeah,
it's really interesting because in the film, when it cuts to the artist doing the painting, and then it's just like a shot of the canvas with her hand,
yeah.
And that's actually the artist's hand really painting.
Yeah,
which is a nice idea because if you're an artist and you watch, like, there's nothing more annoying than when you watch like a TV program or a film where the person's pretending to be a painter and they're clearly not, and they're just like dabbing at like a corner of a canvas, and you're like, there's not even like paint on that paintbrush. Like, it just like looks so unconvincing.
But yes.
So like, this is very well done.
Really well done. And yeah, you know, I just loved it. It's very emotional. I cried a lot at the end. Yeah, really recommend it. I thought it was beautiful, beautiful film.
What more could you want?
Not much really.
Than just hysterical sobbing during the film.
I kind of like that though. I'm a bit like sadistic. I like sad films.
Well, I think people definitely do because it's like therapeutic, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's why people want to watch that kind of stuff, which makes them feel sad.
And then the final thing I was going to recommend out of the stuff we watched recently is The Great, which was bloody great.
Well named.
It's by the people who did The Favourite, the film with Olivia Colman and Rachel Weisz was in that, wasn't
possibly
she? Was she not? And it's got Nicholas Hoult in it, and he was also in The Favourite, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
And Elle Fanning, who plays Catherine the Nothing, who then becomes Catherine the Great.
I don't think she was known as Catherine the Nothing.
No, but...
That'd be good, wouldn't it, if everyone you met was like, I was Ollie the Nothing, just on the off chance that I might become regal.
What would be your regal name, do you think?
In what sense?
Well, like, what would you be? Like, you know, there's like... could you be Ollie the Tyrant? I know what you'd be. Ollie the Loud.
How rude.
But your voice is so loud, that's why.
Ollie the Boomer.
Yeah, Ollie the Boomer.
Oh, and no. Now that I'm a dad, I am a boomer.
No, that's not how it works, I don't think.
No.
But yeah, really good. Fucking hilarious. I laughed so much during it and I felt very sad when it was over. It's on Hulu, which is actually, you can sign up for like a free month long membership or something. I looked it up. And yeah, it's fucking great. I loved it so much and was very sad that it ended. But they've got commissioned for a second series.
It ends in a way that's very much like, it doesn't end like, that's the end. It's like, yeah. And now what's next? But yeah, if you liked The Favourite,
you'll 100% love this, because I did too.
And if you didn't like The Favourite,
don't watch it.
You're in trouble.
Nicholas,
The Favourite was good.
Nicholas Hoult is so funny in it. And me and Ollie Carr, like, we went, after we finished watching it, we could not stop saying huzzah afterwards. Because they say it the whole way through and it's just addictive. And Catherine's, Elle Fanning's dress at the end is, oh my god, if you've watched it, let's just have a chat about how great the dress was at the end, because it's like this shocking pink satin, really elaborate 17th century dress, and it is just fucking gorgeous, and I love it, and I want to do paintings of it. But yeah, I loved it, so really recommend that, 100%.
Yeah, that was very good.
Out of all the three, and if you had to watch one, you don't have time to watch the other two, watch The Great, please, please.
But there might be a second wave of lockdown coming, so you probably have got time.
You've probably got, yeah.
You've probably got plenty of time.
Yeah. But that was, yeah, that's all my recommendations for, like, coming back and stuff. Like, I think that, I mean, I've got tons more, but
yeah, well, I mean,
probably
that's
we
thing.
Need to spread out the content, don't we? Yeah.
Well, I think it's like, again, that's just going back to that same thing where it's like the beginning of lockdown seems so far away that, like, I can't remember. Because, like, I can't remember what we were watching at the beginning. Tiger King, that's what we were
watching.
Tiger
King, yeah, God, that seems like forever ago.
Yeah.
Remember when it, whenever
remember
I was
when
in...
when we all cared about Tiger King?
We were all into Tiger King and hoarding toilet roll. That was a long time ago,
that's
right?
That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah. We're in unprecedented
times. Soon we might be getting back to precedented times.
What? I can't imagine.
It seems that way. We walked into Hastings yesterday and it was like,
oh my fucking god, guys.
The busiest day ever.
Like, I really desperately needed to go to a chemist shop brand. I'm not allowed to say things.
Names. Why are you not allowed to say names?
I don't want to get sued by Boots.
Well, you went to Superdrug.
I know, that's why I don't want to get sued by Boots.
Oh, I see, right. I wouldn't worry about that.
Anyway. Because I run out of effort.
Mr. Boots is listening. He's like, how dare
she? How dare she? Get the lawyers. On the phone. But we walked into town thinking it was going to be quiet because it was a fucking Wednesday and it was like, what, 12 o'clock or something?
Yeah.
Oh my fucking god. I just wanted to like get a fucking yardstick and bat people away from me because there were just people everywhere. I was like, where have you even come from?
I've never been to. What's the place in Spain that people go to? Marbella. Costa del Sol.
I don't know.
Like those kind of places. Like, you know, like the real like Brits abroad holiday places. I've never been to one of them.
Benidorm's
the one, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I feel like everyone who wasn't able to go there for...
came to Hastings for the day.
Because of the lockdown.
And played mini golf. Did you see how busy the mini golf course was? It was fucking insane.
Whoever runs that mini golf course must be like a millionaire.
I know.
Because that is insane.
Do you know what? I've never played mini golf and it does not interest me. I know your sister is like obsessed with it.
I think that's
definitely... Did she even go on a like a mini golfing holiday? That is impressive.
I think she went on holiday and played some mini golf while she was there. But...
she didn't go purposely to go...
I don't think so, but you never know. I mean, I think it's just that thing, isn't it? It's like tied into like the English like seaside resort. So when people go like... You know, they want to have fish and chips, they want to go to an arcade, they want to play mini golf. But...
Is it better than normal golf?
Well, it couldn't be worse, could it?
I suppose it's easier, isn't it?
Yeah, and at least it's like, you know, it's quicker.
And there are like fake dinosaurs rounds, which I guess is fun.
But they held the world championship in Hastings.
Shut up.
But the man who won it last year lived near Hastings, and I thought that gives him an unfair advantage. Surely he can just go and practice then.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was crazy. It was so busy. So
I thought of another thing that I want to recommend.
Please.
That fucking rock skimming documentary.
Oh my god, yeah, well, that was amazing. But how are you going to remember what that was called? Do you need to pause to think?
Skimming documentary. Oh my god, tell them about it.
So it was on BBC.
Sink or Skim, Sink or Skim.
Sink or Skim, what a name.
On the BBC. Oh my! Wait, hang on, Ollie. It's a fucking series and it's series 4, so that means we've missed three series of Sink or Skim.
No, it wasn't.
Are you joking?
No, it wasn't. That's an episode of the programme. Wow. It's not. They haven't done 4 seasons on the world of skimming.
I wish they would.
So skimming, like, is when you know when you throw a stone in the sea and it bounces.
Yeah.
But what do they call it in America? Not skimming. Skipping stones.
Skipping stones.
So these people are super competitive about it and do such good skims.
Oh my god, they're like hundreds long, aren't they?
But it's like the distance that the rock skims, it's not the distance, it's not the amount of bounces.
Even though that is impressive.
Which is what, when we were little, when we did skimming, that's what you we care counted. About. Yeah, you just had, I've done a sixer.
Did you?
Yeah.
Cutie.
All the time. Still do. If I go by a lake. But yeah, it's just like this amazing little documentary. It's about like 20 minutes long, I think.
Oh, it's so good.
And it's just about these two people who are like at the top of the skimming game.
The absolute pinnacle.
One is very like anal about it, very like...
He literally trains.
Scientific. Yeah, he trains and he wears like a special glove.
He goes like running and like does weights and like practices his, I don't know, like...
And then the other guy like turns up like with like a cigarette in his mouth.
Oh my god,
like,
he's always got a pint
and he's always
singing.
Drinking a pint.
Oh,
and then he's
so
like
funny.
Amazing.
He's so good.
But it's just so good. Like they go to the place where there's like the skimming world championship. So the whole idea is based around who can skim it the furthest.
Wait, isn't the sorry, is this what you're going to say? I'm interrupting.
I don't know what you're going
to
say.
Where they have to skim against the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the... Yeah, that is what I was going to say. So the world championship's
shit,
held
I'm not being
in this
a very
empty...
good listener, am I?
No, you're not, friend. Despite trying to be a good listener. It's held in this abandoned like quarry, which is filled with water, which has a wall on the other side. So... The whole idea of their sport is like negated when they do the world championship, which is just perfect because that's exactly what you want in a world skimming championship. No. You want the ultimate the ultimate way of like playing it to be so dumb. But yeah, man, they're so into it.
They're so into it.
But that's the perfect documentary. That's all I want to watch, is weird people being really weirdly into a really weird sport.
Weird, weird, weird.
I want the 3 W's.
Weird and wonderful, that's what you want.
Exactly.
Well, you just want to watch... I just want to watch, like, documentaries about people who are not... I don't want to say special, because they are special in their own right, but someone that, like, isn't, like, famous or anything. I just want to see someone, like, different and in a completely different walk of life than I am. Just living, in, like, kind of an ordinary life, but doing something, like, special in their own right. That's what I want to watch a documentary about all the time.
Yeah. That's the only thing, is, like, when you look up, like, best podcast lists, it's, like, a lot of, like, political... Best podcast, best documentaries, like, a lot of, like, political ones and stuff like that. Which are... I've, like, tried watching, like, the ones which people say are really good. And they're fine, but, like, to me, it's not what I imagine a documentary being. I want to see a quirky person... preferably living in the deep south of America, who loves collecting dolls or something like that.
Or searching for Bigfoot or something like that.
That's all I want.
Yeah.
Just not anything that's going to tax me mentally in any way, shape or form.
Frankly, we've got enough going on.
Yeah. Well, we don't. We've got nothing going on. That's
hey, I'm growing a baby here.
That's true. Maybe... well, no, there's no documentaries about babies being born.
There is. There's one on
They
Netflix.
Are, but they're all terrible because they're all about disastrous...
Oh yeah, no, I'm completely avoiding anything to do with horror stories to do with birth. I don't want to hear personal stories. I don't want to hear it because I know I'll just get paranoid about it. I listened to one podcast about like a mum one just because I was like, oh, like maybe I should like, you know, knowledge is power and all that. And then I just spent like the next day researching and panicking that I wouldn't be able to breastfeed or something. And I was like, this is why we're not looking at personal stories, Finley, because it makes you mad.
Yeah. I think, look, you're going into the hospital, you just want a surprise. Who knows what happens?
I want to be prepared, but I want to... It's a balance, isn't it? It's I want to be prepared and I want to be knowledgeable, but then also I think, like... personal stories, I just don't want to freak myself out because at the moment I'm actually quite excited to give birth. I think it will be like a rite of passage. I'm like not freaked out about it at all. I'm like really chill about it, so I do not wanna.
No, and if you freak yourself out now, you've got 4.5 months.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just like trying to, yeah, I've got a few like things I want to read, but I'm not interested in hearing lots of horror stories. So yeah, my usual thing is like I love 24 hours in A&E, I love one born every minute, I love anything to do with like medical dramas, and I'm like avoiding like the plague just in case they have anything
negative
about birth, because I just don't want to hear it, people.
No, we just want to watch documentaries and films about artists.
Yeah,
24/7.
Yeah, positive.
Safe
only. Yeah, I think that's it. The only thing I wanted to say is that a couple of people have asked very kindly about my Patreon, which is so sweet of you for like being interested, and makes me very happy because I'm very nervous about it. And I'm like filming stuff at the moment. I think we might actually go and film a little thing, bits for my introduction video this evening, if we take Tova for a walk.
Although she seems to be melting in the heat.
Yeah,
even though it's
still really hot.
7 o'clock. I think it's too hot for her.
But like I'm hopefully going to launch it in like the next couple of weeks. I basically just need Ollie's help to show me how to like edit videos properly and how to upload audio to the Patreon page, but I promise it is coming. Like it is in the works. Yeah, it's very much like top of my priority list. I'm moving commissions down the priority list and Patreon and my own artwork up the list. I'm giving myself a promotion, which is exciting.
Yes.
I mean, I just think, yeah, this is going to be good for my career, I think, in many ways, having the baby. I know it's going to be like a massive, huge, scary change, but I think this is the kick up the bum I needed, so.
Yeah. I think sometimes you need that, like, something coming in from left field to just like
an incentive, really.
Yeah,
because otherwise you just fanny around.
Turns
make
out
excuses.
Global pandemic not big enough, so Finn was like, gotta have a baby.
Gotta have a baby.
One thing's not enough. Rack them up,
yeah,
make it all happen.
Anyway, I'm happy to be back and this has been fun. I love chatting with you in the evenings.
Yeah, I mean, it's harder when you have been together the whole time anyway.
Yeah.
Because I think you just sort of like forget, because I think that's the thing is normally when I'm at work I'm like thinking about, or I'll like read something or like you see something and you're like, oh, I'm gonna remember to mention that. But then when you're together all the time you just like say all that stuff to each other instantly, so there's
he shouts up the stairs to me.
Yeah, I'm like, Finn! Finn, there's a new painting documentary come out.
Oh yeah.
And then not that you ever listened to me over the sound of Buffy playing, but still.
I'm so into Buffy. I'm so excited that I'm in the my favourite season.
It's Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah.
In case anyone's wondering what Buffy you're going on about. I don't know, are there any other Buffys?
I've met a dog called Buffy once that was very cute, but otherwise...
Is Buffy a name?
I don't know.
Or did they make that up?
I don't know. know.
That's never, pretty weird.
I've literally never... Oh, wait. Wasn't there a Buffy... Oh, no. There was a Biffy in Arthur. You know that cartoon, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Wasn't he the bully? Was he called...
I think he was just called Biff.
Biff? Yeah.
Is Buffy short for something?
I don't know.
Is she called Buff Jelena?
Does anyone know out there? Do you want to write in?
They might know.
Do you have a cousin named Buffy?
If you've got a cousin named Buffy and she's always out at night, I'm just saying, put two and two together. She's a prostitute.
Not sex worker.
Vampire slayer.
Vampire
That's
slayer.
What they prefer.
That's the term they prefer. Let's be PC here.
Yeah, please. Apologies. But yeah, I think that's it. Well, it's... I guess this was like us dipping our toe in back into the world of podcasting.
Yeah, back into the world.
And we'll get back into the regular schedule.
Yeah.
Of doing... what are we doing? One every 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think we're going to do one every 2 weeks just because, guys, our lives aren't that interesting at the moment still. So we
got... It's a real stretch to try and think of new things to talk about.
We've got to get that on the weekend. Just,
I mean, we've been in lockdown for three or four months. And we still only seem managed to somehow watch 4 programmes and we've told you all of them. I don't know what we've been doing the rest of the time.
I don't know. We don't know.
Working.
Yeah, pretty much.
Ugh.
Yeah, so we'll...
See you in a couple of weeks.
How do we usually end this? I can't even remember.
Traditionally, you say goodbye.
Yeah, I know, but don't I say something now? Follow us on Instagram. I'm Finley Elliot Artwork.
Yeah.
Did I say that before? I can't remember.
Yeah, I think so.
And you're just same old Ollie Place.
At Ollie Place.
Same
never changes.
Old. And yeah, if you've got anything, if you missed us,
tell Finn.
Tell me, because I mean, I just like talking to you. I've missed talking to you.
And if you call Buffy, write in and tell us what it's short for.
Yeah.
And why you called that. What were your parents thinking?
Ollie says that our baby is going to come out singing
the Buffy
theme tune, because that's all she's heard for the last 4 months.
Just every 28 minutes or however long an episode is.
Yeah, we'll see you in a fortnight's time.
Correct.
Love you guys. Stay safe. That's what people end emails with now. So I end the podcast.
Stay safe in these unprecedented times.
Bye.